Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Ron is not with us today.
And I'm Jean Marie. Today we are talking about topics that may not be suitable for everyone. Parental guidance is suggested.
Oh, a disclaimer.
And if you just ate, maybe you want to skip this episode too.
Okay. Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we're talking about hepatitis.
According to the World Health Organization, hepatitis viruses are the most common cause of hepatitis in the world, but other infections, such as toxic substances, for example, alcohol and drugs, autoimmune diseases, and other things can also cause hepatitis. Hepatitis is just inflammation of the liver. There are five main hepatitis viruses referred to as types A, B, C, D, and E. These five types are of greatest concern because of the burden of illness and or death that they cause and the potential for outbreaks and epidemic spread. In particular, type B and C can lead to chronic disease in hundreds of millions of people and together are the most common cause of liver cirrhosis and cancer.
It's true. Hepatitis A and E infections are most often spread by contaminated food or drink. In other words, hepatitis A is typically spread when somebody who is unvaccinated and has never been exposed to hepatitis A before eats or drinks something contaminated with, feces. Yes, I did say that. Contaminated with feces from someone with a hepatitis A infection. We're talking mainly about fresh produce, ice, water, or seafood that has been contaminated by feces.
And yet another reason to wash your hands. We'll say that a couple times here.
Okay.
Here in the Midwest, there was recently a BlackBerry recall due to hepatitis A contamination, and two more outbreaks that occurred in 2016 related to contaminated strawberries and raw scallops, and in 2013, it was discovered in imported pomegranate seeds.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And just to drive this point home, the World Health Organization states that the disease is closely associated with unsafe water or food, inadequate sanitation, poor personal hygiene, and oral-anal sex.
Luckily, there is a safe and effective hepatitis A vaccine. And the majority of individuals who are infected with hepatitis A make a full recovery. However, there are those in whom the condition will lead to death. And yet another reason to wash your hands, especially if you're going to be handling fresh produce and your fruits and vegetables, and also provide farmhands and workers with adequate
sanitation
and bathroom facilities and bathroom breaks.
Good point. Maybe that's something that OSHA should work on.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're out there all day in a field, where are you going to go?
Yeah, that's how it starts. And talk to your healthcare provider about vaccinations.
And keep an eye out for any food or drink recalls.
That's another good tip. Mm-hmm. And to the tips, hits, and tricks lightning round segment of the show.
Wait, I'm confused. So we're skipping over all the other types of hepatitis?
Yes, we are.
Okay, interesting. We'll have to come back to it in another show.
Okay. 10-question lightning round. Are you ready?
Like a game show, right?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
You're ready. All right. How are the types of hepatitis labeled? Are they alphabetical designations? Are they colors of the rainbow? Are they animal types or cloud formations?
Well, the types of viral hepatitis are labeled with alphabetical designations.
Good answer. 10 points. Are there any vaccines that can protect against hepatitis? And if so, which ones?
Well, we've only discussed one today, hepatitis A, but we will discuss others in the future. But there's also a vaccine for B and not yet for C. And the risk of contracting hepatitis D can be reduced by the hepatitis B vaccine, which may sound very confusing. Talk to your healthcare provider. And the vaccine for hepatitis E has been developed, but is not yet widespread as far as delivery goes. There are also types of for E and G, there are no vaccines currently for E or G, but they are very rare here in the U.S., but they are common in other parts of the world.
Good answer. 10 points. What is your go-to guide for more facts about hepatitis?
Any reputable source, such as the World Health Organization. I think that's a good one, okay. Especially if you're going to be traveling overseas and need to know what things are like in that area.
Good answer. 10 points. Are there any symptoms to be aware of with hepatitis?
Well, we'll refer back to the World Health Organization. Acute infections may occur with limited or no symptoms, or you might experience jaundice or yellowing of the skin and eyes, dark urine, extreme fatigue, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and abdominal bloating.
Good answer. 10 points. If I have hepatitis, how can I avoid giving it to somebody else?
Well, as we said earlier, this is mostly about hepatitis A. So one of the best things that you can do is wash your hands, especially after you've defecated, and that will keep the virus out of any foods or drinks, such as like ice that you're serving. And if you have hepatitis B or C, or B and C, you need to find ways to keep others from making contact with your blood. For example, you want to make sure that any of your cuts or blisters are carefully covered, wear gloves, carefully throw out any used bandages, tissues, tampons, sanitary napkins. Don't share a razor, nail clipper, or toothbrush with others. If you get blood on objects, clean them with bleach and water or dispose of them. Do not breastfeed, especially if your nipples are cracked or bleeding. Do not donate blood, organs, sperm, or any other bodily fluids. If you inject drugs, please don't share needles or other equipment or anything of that nature.
Good answer. 10 points. That's a good answer, Jean.
Great. Thank you.
What is the worst type of hepatitis?
I wouldn't say worst, but the most serious type of hepatitis is generally considered to be hepatitis C, which can cause lifelong illnesses and significant liver damage. The virus is transmitted through contact with infected blood or blood transfusions, for example, before hepatitis was screened for in blood donations. Hepatitis C is more of an autoimmune disease, and it causes increasing damage to the liver as well as gradual exhaustion.
Good answer. 10 points. Can hepatitis be spread through toothbrushes and razors?
Well, there have been studies that have shown that up to 40% of patients with hepatitis had trace amounts of the virus on their toothbrushes and razors after use. So if you are storing your toothbrush in a family cup next to the sink, there is the possibility of spreading the disease that way, and it's not a good idea to share razors in general.
Okay.
It'll also dull them, and then you just, get more nicks.
Good answer. Okay. 10 points. Give us three of your favorite recreational pursuits.
I love answering questions on Podcast DX.
Oh, that's a good one. Two more.
Oh, okay. I like spending time with my dogs, walking the dogs, hanging out with the dogs, gardening, and travel. When travel's safe.
Yes, good answer. 10 points. Mm-hmm. What animal best reflects your personality?
I do believe we've talked about this before. Juanita.
Juanita?
The armadillo.
The armadillo. Okay,
yeah.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. 10 points. What do you do to treat yourself? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess get a good book.
Oh, and you're going to have one coming out soon.
Uh-huh.
Good answer.
I not usually write a book.
Oh.
But yeah, get a book by an author that's in my list.
Well, you have 100 points and we have a winner.
Yay.
Thank you, Jean, for joining our show today.
Yeah, no problem.
Where can our listeners learn more about hepatitis and all the other types?
I would say that your government's health organization is typically a good resource here in the U.S., the CDC, or in general, the World Health Organization is a great resource, and they can be found at www.who.int/health-topics/hepatitis. So we'll probably have a link for that on our website.
I could do that.
Okay.
Well, thank you for listening today. We have enjoyed having you on our show.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you happen to have a question or a comment related to today's show, you can always contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. We have a website, podcastdx.com. We're located on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. That should be obvious. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.